الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس كلهم هالكون إلا العالمون والعالمون كلهم هالكون إلا العاملون والعاملون كلهم هالكون إلا المخلصون والمخلصون على خطر عظيم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم ونياتكم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected brothers, youngsters, Imam Ghazali rahimahumullah mentioned the importance in your ibadat its sincerity, ikhlas. If there is no sincerity in ikhlas in our ibadat, in our life, in all the act of our ibadat, all the act of our life, then that act is not accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The hadith is quoted by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, by Ibn Majah rahimahumullah in his kitab of Ibn Majah, that Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, we were sitting together in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were discussing about Dajjal, talking that Dajjal is going to come, or talking about the stories of Dajjal, what's going to happen for the believers. Suddenly Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared and he came from his house in Masjid an-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he questions, "O my companions, what are you talking about?" We replied, "We're talking about Dajjal." Remember, Abu also mentioned the many ahadith is quoted in the hadith books about Dajjal. Also, the person who recite the first ruku, and one of the narrators said the last ruku of Surah Al-Kahf, الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. The first ruku of Surah Al-Kahf. May Allah give all of us tawfiq to recite Quran. At least Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. Hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi rahimahumullah, the person who reads Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. Allah will grant him a light from his place where he was reciting from there till Makkah Mukarramah. One of the narrators says, from that place to the first heavens. That much light Allah give in your life. May Allah give all of us tawfiq to recite Quran. Every day, some ruku, some para, some juz. Take some time out to recite Quran also, that we get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because this is the word of Allah. Those who read the Quran, so they make Allah happy and they please with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why? If I write some books and somebody mashallah reading my book, I get so happy, mashallah, he's benefiting from my book. This is a book of Allah. And Allah, miracle of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to remain till the day of Qiyamah. The Quran, the holy book. We just read in our maktab time, madrasa time when we were small, and then we forgot. We have no time to read Quran. At least every day, quarter para, half para, or Yasin Sharif, or evening Tabarak or Waqia, or some certain surahs. So those who recite this first ruku, they'll be saved and protected from Dajjal, the corruption of Dajjal, inshallah. And many other corruption of this dunya. So we were talking about Dajjal and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in. He asked, what are you talking? So we're talking about Dajjal. What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have no so much fear for my ummah about Dajjal, but it's something worse than Dajjal. I got fear about it. Dajjal is the worst person is going to come in this dunya for this ummah. But look at something else which is worse than Dajjal. The companion asked, Ya Rasulullah, says, what is that? Who cares? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, subhanallah, what he mentioned. He says, my ummah, when they stand up in salah and they pull the salah longer, just to show off someone. You understand what I'm saying? Shirk. There's two type of shirk. Shirk jali, shirk khafi. Shirk jali, openly scribe partner with Allah. Openly. Kufr, shirk, many things. You know? But shirk khafi, the hidden shirk. Hidden one, hidden shirk. With Allah in ibadat, every aspect of you do in your life, you're giving something to a poor person, but show off. You give some money in a masjid or in a madrasa, and then you say, I give so much in the path of Allah. I went 3 times to perform Hajj, I went 5 times for Umrah, I did this, I did that. Everything deleted, washed up, all the reward is gone. That shirk. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he listened that, he was crying. said, Ya Rasulullah, how we can protect ourselves from the shirk? Whatever you make intention, you do not join anything else in that. How we can protect ourselves? Well, Prophet said, sometime the shirk, hidden shirk will come in your heart like the ant is walking. You cannot ever even hear the noise of his walking. Can hear when the ant walks? No, you can't. Similarly, the shirk will come in your heart. You don't even know that. How are you going to protect yourself? Prophet said, every day in the morning you read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. 3 times. He said to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, read that in the morning 3 times and evening 3 times. You will be protected from Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمْ. In Jahannam, it's so severe. The valley's name in the hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Jubbul Huzn. Very severe. That the other Jahannam also seek protection from the fire of that valley 400 times a day. How many times? 400 times. It's so severe place. Prophet said, Allah will throw in that valley those who scribe partner with Allah, those who do shirk jali or shirk kafi. They'll be thrown in that valley. May Allah save all of us. Any act you do in your life to show off, namaz, roze, charity, any ibadat, or to respect of your parents, or anything, whatever we do, only we must do for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. While Allah said in the Quran Kareem, one place, that, oh my Nabi, you sit in the gathering of the Sahaba, those who remember Allah morning and evening, ibtigha wajhillah, because they only seeking the pleasure of Allah. Pleasure of Allah. You also sit with them. Meaning the poor Sahaba, they use remembering Allah tabarak wa ta'ala only for the sake of Allah. Whatever we do, only we do for the sake of Allah. That's an important lesson for elders and for the youngsters also. That we growing up, anything you do, when you make salam, inside, oh, somebody will call me, oh mashallah, very nice boy. Sure. Everything for the sake of Allah. Allah says, a Prophet said, the hadith is quoted by Imam Tirmizi and Imam Abu Dawud Sharif, that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come and Allah will tell him, you get your reward from so and so person because you did so and so act to show him. You get your reward from him, not from me. You won't get nothing from Allah. How the person will pay you while he is hopeless also on the day of Qiyamah? Sincere. If you become sincere, look at the Prophet, one given him knowledge, another person, the one person Allah gave him knowledge and wealth both. He is wealthy person, knowledgeable person, and he is spending his wealth according to his knowledge in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. He's getting so much reward because spending everything in the path of Allah, whatever Allah said, spend this place, that place, that place, charity, everything. Another person, he had no knowledge, or he had a knowledge, but he had no wealth. He's not a wealthy person. And he's making intention, Allah, You gave him so much knowledge also and wealth also. If I got that kind of wealth in my life, I could also spend in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I could spend. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who spend money in the path of Allah, that person and this person who have no wealth, but his intention is such a nice, sincerely he said to Allah, if Allah you could give me that much of money and wealth like you given him, I could also spend in the path of Allah. He will get the similar reward of that person who spend in the path of Allah. Same reward because of his good intention. And the third person, Allah has given him so much, no knowledge, but given him so much wealth, but he's spending that wealth in the wrong way. Spending the cinema or club or prostitute woman behind everyone. That's all haram thing he's doing with his wealth. He's using his money just to displease Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah given him so much ni'mat, he's using on the wrong way. How much he'll get guna for that? On each and every penny he will get guna. What he's spending, not in the path of Allah, in the wrong path. And the fourth one who said he have no wealth at all, he show that person, mashallah, oh, he got so much wealth. He's going cinema, club, here, there, that, this girl, that girl, committing zina, drugs, stealing, many things, doing so much things, gambling. If I could have that much of wealth, I also could go for cinema, this, that, zina, all this. That person, doing this person like that person, he will get same guna like that person because of his intention. An-niyyatu khayrun min amali. Sometimes niyyat also better than his amal. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the time of Bani Israel, one person was walking by the bank of sea and he saw so many sand. Darya ke samne bahut sari sand dekhi. And he said, Allah, if I have the wealth amount of this sand, I could spend in the path of Allah. Prophet ﷺ said, Allah sent a revelation to the Nabi of that time that Allah has given him reward amount of the sand to spend in the path of Allah. While he did not spend, he made intention sincerely. Sincerely. Uski niyat bilkul theek thi. To please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If your niyat is correct, subhanallah, your a'mal is going to be more heavy in the scale on the day of Qiyamah. Like a person, the three of them was walking in jungle. This famous story, always you listen that. Three of them. And it was a heavy rain. And they went inside that cave, inside the cave of the mountain. And suddenly a big rock came and block the way to come out. They cannot exit. This hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah. Authentic hadith. Inside. Now, they're going to die inside. No water, no food. All of them, they're crying, what we can do? Then they remember, whatever we have done in our life, we must think, what kind, the amal we did, sometime we did something for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Remember that in your life. One person said, yes, one amal I did in my life only for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I'm going to ask through that amal. Through that act. What is that? He says, Ya Allah, I had one goat and I used to graze in jungle. Every day I was coming back to my house. I was milking the goat. Subhanallah, the milk in a dish, I was taking mother so far and took so late to come back to home. And my mother was, she was widow and she was elderly woman. She slept away. I came at home. It was nearly half night. I took that milk by my mother and she was sleeping. I did not wake her up. I was standing by her bed, sleeping place. I was standing for whole night. My children were so hungry. I did not give them. I said, no, I'm going to give my mother first. I will make khidmat and I will serve my mother first. Then I will give my children. I was standing for whole night. The authentic hadith, the standing for whole night. The morning my mother woke up, I gave her milk and then I gave my children. Ya Allah, if you love my that act, Allah, remove this rock from that blockage. Immediately Allah accept his dua and that rock remove little bit. A sincere amal. Now he said to second person, if you did something in your life, you can ask also. He said, Ya Allah, I had my cousin. And one day she told me, I had so much love for her. Today, you know, the youngsters, for them to understand this hadith. You know? My cousin, I had so much love for her and she had so much love like husband and wife. We were not married. One day she told me, I want 100 dirham. I said to her, I can give you the 100 dirham. One condition, that we have to get zina, adultery. Then she said, okay. And I gave her 100 dirham. And we were nearly committing zina. We sat down. And suddenly she says, ittaqullah, fear Allah, fear Allah. I never open my clothes before in front of anybody. Fear Allah. I heard the name of Allah. I left her alone. I told her, take that 100 dirham also. And I don't want to commit zina. Ya Allah, if I did that only for the sake of Allah, remove this rock. Immediately the rock moved. Something, if you do only for the sake of Allah, it's so hard when the name of Allah come and you move away while you ready there to commit zina. But وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. If you do any act only for the sake of Allah, and there is two jannat for him. Two jannat. The third person, he said, the one poor person was working in my farm. And he finished his work and I have to give him some groceries, the rice or whatever. And he left that and he went away. I used that rice in my farm again. I got so many rice next year. I was getting so much benefit from my farm, from his little bit rice. I bought so many cows and so many goats and so many ox, and I was waiting for him. When he come, I'll give him. He came after 1 year. I told him, he came to ask that little bit of wages. I said, this is the cows, this is the goats, everything is yours, you can take it. He said, you're joking. I said, yes, I'm telling you. I spent your little bit rice in my farm. Allah gave me so much benefit. Take everything. I did only for the sake of Allah. I was waiting for you to take your things. He did that. Allah, if you love that my act, Allah remove that whole rock, move away, and they came out, they saved their life. If we do same thing, the act, only for the sake of Allah, Allah will open the rock of the Jahannam. Allah will block for us to enter in Jahannam. Allah will open the door of Jannah for us. We have to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So remember, Ibrahim Khawas rahimahumullah was so pious person. Was so pious. Allahu Akbar. One day he says he made intention to travel. On the way, one Christian told him, I want to also join with you in your traveling, in your journey. He said, okay, no problem, come on. They traveled for 7 days. Whatever they had, little, but they ate. food. Within 7 days, they were so hungry, so the Christian person said to Ibrahim Khawas rahimahumullah, that you said your Allah is so, and you believe in Allah, and you believe in the last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you say, everybody says you pious also, and you do all the act only for the sake of Allah. I want to see if you very close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ask Allah some food. Allah give us some food we can eat because we are hungry. He raised his hand. Ya Allah, give us some food. Within a few minutes, in front of them, one plate full of food and drink, everything is ready. He said, eat now. Now, might he's going to tell me again. Let me, before he tell me, I will tell him. That you Christian, you also believe your God, whoever. Why don't ask through your God that we get some food? He raised his hand, Allahu Akbar. Not one plate, two plates came. Now the question here. Ibrahim Khawas rahmatullahi didn't eat food. He was so regretting. Oh, I am a Muslim, one plate. And look at him, he's not Muslim, Christian, two plates. He don't want to eat. That person forcing him to eat said, no, I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry. Said, no, eat. I will tell you something. I will give you two glad tidings. Ibrahim Khawas rahmatullah says, you tell me first, then I will eat. He said, first, I'm reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And second things, I said to the God, if this person is pious and sincere person, Ibrahim Khawas, if he's a sincere person, through him, Ya Allah, give us food. And I asked, Allah, you gave us double food today. So that's why I accepted Islam also. And I understand that Allah helps sometime through the pious person also. We need that kind of sincerity in our life. Sheikh Fariduddin Attar rahimahumullah, look at him. He says he was selling the medicine and he was selling the perfumes. He had a perfume shop. A very poor person entered in his shop and looking everywhere, looking on the right side, left side, sometime opening this bottle and that bottle. And 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, Fariduddin rahimahumullah said, "By what are you doing? What are you looking in my shop? If you want something, I can look for you." Said, "No, I'm just looking." So, okay, look for it. He went to look again, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. He asked him again, "But you want to buy something? Then tell me, I can find for you." He said, "No, I'm just looking." "So what are you looking? And what are you thinking?" He said, "I'm just thinking that so many bottles in your shop, the perfume, if the Malikul Maut will come to get your souls, to take you away, how your soul will come out from so many bottles." So what he said, there's so many bottles, that ruh will come out from here, will go there, will stuck everywhere. That meaning he went to say that you so busy in this dunya and you forgotten. No namaz, no ibadat, nothing. So how your soul come out of so many dunya things? Kaise in tamam cheezon se tumhari ruh niklegi ke duniya mein tumhare liye ye sari cheeze mohabbat mein lagi hui hai, tumhare dil mein ye sari cheezon ki mohabbat hai. Aadmi marta hai, what's going to happen to my shop, what's going to happen to my business, what's going to happen to my property, what's going, because he had so much love for it, he had no love for Allah, that I'm going to see Allah. Like Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said his wife was crying next to him. Said, "Why?" When he opened the eye, it was a final time. He opened the eyes, he asked the wife, "Oh, his Hamshira, why are you crying?" He says, "You're departing this dunya." He says, "Don't worry, I'm going to close my eyes, my soul will go. Immediately I will see my Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and my companions who died before me." Because they had love for the hereafter. We had love for this dunya. That's why we worried so much for that. Sheikh Fariduddin Attar says, he got angry. He said, "You're telling me that? How my soul will come out? How your soul will come out? Get out from here." Got angry. He says, "My soul come out very easy." And what he did? He just lie down by the door of Fariduddin Attar's shop. Lie down. And he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna. Within a minute he died. That poor man, within a minute he died. Farid ibn Attar rahmatullah alayhi says that, you know, they clicked my heart. That's true. This person had the love of Allah. So easily his soul came out. And he went to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What about me? He left everything. And he became a very, very great wali of Allah. 1,000 people accepted Iman on his hand and turned towards Allah with Tawbah on his hand. I'm not saying to you to leave your business and sit the whole day in the masjid, leave your property and leave your job, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying that time to time, read your namaz 5 times. So please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, very easily our soul also come out. And always remember that in the morning or evening, whenever you get time, today is so easy, in your phone there is Quran, or in your house, wherever, in the shop, keep a Quran. Whenever you got time, open your Quran and read and recite Quran, inshallah, easy way. If you get close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah will make it easy our life. Allah will give so much barakat in our life, especially the youngsters. Whole day you see them in their hand, their phone, pornographies. I caught so many youngsters. Allah, may Allah save us. Son, guna, you have to look after your children, what they're doing today. So many haram things, they're watching film. Today they don't have to go in the club and cinema. The film, cinema, everything in their hand. The iPad is there. The computer is there. The phone is there. Everything inside. Either pleasing Allah or displeasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How the barakah will come in my house? Why my young children, they don't even get up for Fajr Salah? And if there is an imtihan, school exams tomorrow, or uni exams, they will wake up from 5 o'clock to prepare that for tomorrow exams. But that's biggest exam is coming in our grave. The Mar Rabbuka, Ma Deenuka, Man Nabiyuka, the 3 question Allah's angel will ask, did we prepare for it? Did we prepare for it? We worried for the dunya exams. We don't worry for the hereafter exams. That is forever, ever. If we success, we will go Jannat. If we not success, then we'll go in Jahannam. You can't even put your finger for 2 minutes in the fire of this dunya. How are we going to burn the whole body in the fire of Jahannam, believe? How? You just say, just burn the candle and put your finger for just 2 minutes. Let's see how you feel. You can't even keep your finger for 2 minutes on the fire. My youngsters, how are we going to burn our body in the Jahannam? May Allah save all us. All of us from the fire of Jahannam. So I was saying that please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one day our eyes will close, our mouth will close, nobody will help us, we will become hopeless, we can't even bath, we can't even look at, we can't even hear. Everybody have to carry us from our house to the graveyard, while sometimes they will take us from mortuary to give the bath, and from there straight away to the graveyard. Nobody will come with us in our grave. No father, no mother, no brothers, no sisters, no even friend with who we spend our life in the street, in the drugs and in many wrong things. They were not going to come with you in your grave. You and your Allah is there. So you have to please Allah in this dunya before our eyes close. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to practice on the Quran and Hadith. And whatever Prophet ﷺ mentioned, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make our life easy. It's a practical Muslim, inshallah. Say everybody, inshallah. We're going to perform our salah on time, inshallah. Every Friday I'm saying, inshallah, we're going to read our namaz. So it's Asr Maghrib, mashallah, was 10 Muslims. Subhanallah. Maybe listen from here, out from here. But brothers, my job to tell you is up to you to practice. A day will go to Allah Ta'ala, you have to reply, I'm not going to come in your grave, you come in. That's I. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.